Courage, boldness. You're ashamed of me. You have no cause to be born with Christ. But amen. It took a life's fall to blood. No sure he left behind. While I'm sailing through the end. Oh, I'm gonna take a trip in a good old gospel ship.
Stand up on that chorus. Stand up on that chorus. Let's sing. We're gonna sing the chorus twice. Oh, I'm gonna take a trip
in the good old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. Oh, I'm gonna shout and sing until everything might be this world. Some say that you don't have to mention the blood, that it's just too old-fashioned anymore. Well, they got here too late. I'm already on board, and I'll ride this ship to the shore. I'm riding this old ship of Zion. So many before me railed it safely o'er. Jesus the captain has lost no not one, so I'll ride this ship to the shore. Takes the same thing for everybody. What it takes for others, it still takes today, a washing from that crimson flow. Confessions at Calvary cleanses every sin stain and makes one whiter than snow. I'm riding this old ship of Zion, so many before me rode it safely o'er. Jesus the captain has lost no not one, so I'll ride this ship to the shore. I'm riding this old ship of Zion, so many before me rode it safely o'er. Jesus the captain has lost no not one, so I'll ride this ship to the shore. Jesus the captain has lost no not one, so I'll ride this ship to the shore. I'll ride this ship to the shore.
Well, if you brought your Bible, the book of Galatians, the third chapter. Galatians, the third chapter. When you find your place, you might not go to Galatians very often, but when you find your place, I want you to look in the third chapter and begin with verse 6. Verse 6 is going to talk about an old man that was found in the book of Genesis, that when he believed God, and God will read it eventually, but whenever he believed God, he was willing to walk by something that had never really been discussed really before. It's called faith. throughout time, since the beginning of time, faith, as we like to say, and faith is that substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, but that faith that we live by has been a struggle sometimes for us to believe in. Now, when I say that, we'll believe a little bit here and there. We don't mind pulling out a little bit. It's kind of like pulling apples off an apple tree. You don't mind pulling one and you eat that and that's pretty good. But you ever pull that second one off that same tree and you, man, you just almost want to spit it out. Why? Because some things might be a little bitter. And you say, how is that possible that an apple can be not taste the same as that same one that I just pulled off 5 minutes ago, that thing? Sometimes that word gets in our heart and we grab a hold of it and we take it. But sometimes when we receive that word, it might be a little bit bitter to us. But I want to tell you, whenever you'll trust God, He'll prove it out from beginning to end. It'll prove out what happened to Abraham. It'll prove out even to when that last one gets saved right down the line. I'm not at the end of the line. There's more going to be saved. You weren't at the end of the line. But when the end of the line comes and that last one gets saved, friend, the bride of Christ is going to be made complete and God's going to come get His children. We don't know that time. So Galatians chapter number 3, and you bear with me this morning, please. The third chapter, and I want to begin reading verse 6. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. May we pray together. Thank you, Father, for the privilege, God, that we can read from your holy word. And I ask you, Lord, to look in all of our hearts, and especially that one that needs you most. And God, give that one, God, that special touch today, that they know beyond a shadow of a doubt they've been born again. Maybe they're in trouble, and God, you're the only answer. Maybe they just need that little extra touch today. And God, we just pray you help them. Help us in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The verse that I want you to listen to, after we established that Abraham believed God, and God put on his account, he was accounted unto him for righteousness. Now that means there's not enough works that me and you can do to get ourselves to heaven. We know that. We know it's not by works lest any man should boast. We got that under control. But what we have to do is believe God. And when you believe God, God does something that man can't do. I can't do it. I can't declare it. I can't make it possible. I can't write it down and make it so. But God can. God doesn't have to write it down to make it so. God just says it and it's so. Now what we'll follow along is we have the written word, and I like to say for verification. I like to say that when God writes something in this book, that He's going to verify it and He's going to make sure it's established, and He's going to establish by not just one, He's going to establish, as the Scripture says, He's going to put a couple of witnesses in there, and that's going to be established fact. So let's look at verses number 8. Knowing that we're discussing Abraham, but notice what it says in verses 8. And the Scripture foreseeing, that God would justify the heathen through faith. God would justify the heathen through faith. When we think about Abraham, we don't have a problem believing that Abraham, and let me use my terminology, Abraham saved on his way to heaven. In fact, he's already there, we can say. But when Abraham believed God, God put on that account and he got righteousness. All right? That's kind of the easiest way I know how to put it and say it. But when Abraham did that, we can put people like that in the Bible and we can lift them up on a pedestal and say, man, that's the reason why God saved Abraham. Look at there what Abraham did. Look how he believed God. And I like to say when you have the big heroes in the Bible and they're out there in the forefront and they use examples like they believe God, man, everybody ought to believe that. But not everybody is one of them big heroes of the Bible. Not everybody. Not everybody follows along and says, I'm one of those like Jacob or I'm one of those like Moses. No, sometimes the heathen is the one God looks at. Now, the heathen, according to the Bible definition, you had in the, let me just use it, the religion of the Jew folks, you know, out there today. Now, what them folks, what they believe in was Moses' law. And they lived Moses' law. And if you're a Greek Orthodox today, you still believe in that Moses law. And you take them first five books of the Bible and you memorize them, you learn them, you know them from cover to cover, and you're able to say beyond a shadow of a doubt, in my belief, in the Jewish belief, in that faith, they trust in that law. But now, if you weren't of that category, if you weren't of their belief, you was a heathen. Now, me and you, we don't like to call folks heathens. Well, we do, but most of the time it's people we know, right? But the truth of it is, either you're of the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ or you're a heathen. You see, we actually classify folks that if you're not of our faith, you're a heathen. You're not of us. You're either with us or you're against us. That's very strong words, isn't it? It's very strong to actually believe that in the book of Galatians, the Apostle Paul in writing, and did he not know, did he not understand about the Jewish religion and their belief and the law? Yes, he did. Did he not believe it fully before he got saved? Yes, he did. But when Jesus came along, just like with Abraham, when Jesus came along, he received that faith that we know about. He received that understanding of salvation that we know about. And yet, whenever he said it, he got saved and believed in God. He understood more about Abraham than he ever did before. It's kind of like the Bible. Once you get saved, you start understanding the Bible more than you've ever done before. Hey, it's going to be a little hard at the beginning. It's going to be hard to put things together. But the more you study the Word, the more that the Word reveals itself to you, and the next best thing, you can start talking about how Abraham believed God and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. But then's what happened. The Bible says, and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith. Not just the big boys of the world, but no, the heathen would not be saved by the law. The heathen would be saved by faith. Abraham, in the book of Genesis, you don't have to turn if you just want to listen today. In the book of Genesis, chapter number 12, listen to what it says. Verse 1, now the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I'll make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. There's not a person in here that's ever read that before doesn't understand that. We know that the promise that God's going to give it to Abraham. But watch this. Verse 3, and I will bless them that bless thee. We got this one down pat. I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse him that curse thee. If there's not a person in this room that hadn't said that 20 times over the last year, we all understand that God is going to bless them that bless Israel, and God's going to curse them that curse Israel. But that's only the first half of the promise. There's a second half. What's the second half? And, that big old word and is the second half. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Now wait a minute, that didn't make sense. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. We just got through talking about there, and there are some folks in this world that's heathens. Heathens. In fact, there's a lot of circles in this world that I'm considered a heathen, and guess what? You are too. But wait a minute. Here we find it in the book of Genesis. Not just go back over there where we read there in Galatians what Paul was writing about. Here we are in the book of Genesis that talks about this thing, said all families of the earth shall be blessed. Now, if God has a way, if God has a way of blessing families, what would that be? Oh, well, let's use one little example. God causes it to rain upon the just and on the unjust. Oh, that's a blessing to have rain. It sure is. And God allows things like the sunshine to be upon every human being upon this earth at one point or another. Ain't that a blessing? Oh, that's a blessing. I really don't believe the Bible's talking about that kind of blessing. I don't really consider things like water, air, all those kind of things. Oh, that's a great blessing, but really I don't believe that would take up time and space in the Bible. I don't think God would even say that, because in the book of Genesis, whenever he created all those things, oh, he said it was good. But if that was all it was, if all we've got in this world is just to be able to have what we got around us, and that was all good, guess what? That's going to do very well until you die. But when you die, you ain't going to see the sunshine no more. The rain ain't going to hit you on the top of the head. When you die, you better have heaven or hell prepared for, because guess what? If heaven ain't prepared for, hell's where you're going. Now let's watch. The Bible says here in this passage where it says, and whenever he spoke these simple words that all families of the earth shall be blessed, Galatians, and you just stay, listen to what Galatians described to that. And the scripture foreseeing that God will justify the heathen through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Paul's trying to say it this way. And it's a whole lot easier for us to preach the gospel in the United States of America, knowing that some will believe and some won't believe. The great commission in the Bible is to preach the gospel to all the world. He said to begin in Jerusalem, Judea, which was a local, your town that you live in, go to the next town that you live in, go to the state that you live in, go to the country you live in. But guess what? The Great Commission was to go into all the world. And do you know God's blessing will flow around the world? I like that it comes to every nation, but I like the explanation that it comes to every family. There's a big difference. Now, why in the world are we talking about the family? Listen very carefully. Who is better? Is there one better than Abraham? So Abraham departed when he was told, go to a land that I will show you. Abraham departed, and the Lord spoke unto him, and he said, Lot went with him. And listen to the category. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Abraham took Sarah and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance, and watch this, and all their substance that they had gathered, and watch this, and the souls
that they had gotten in Haran. These folks didn't even get to be named. These souls that they had gotten in Haran were people. You ever watched a, you ever been on an airplane and they do a head count? The way they do a head count in an airplane, they don't say, I got 20 people. They say they got 20 souls. They've been doing that from ever since they've been flying. I ain't figured that out. Oh, I do know why. Because they count it differently. I'm surprised somebody hadn't fussed and criticized and changed that. But no, they count everybody as a soul. In fact, when Abraham and Sarah, these servants, as we might call them, were taken either heathen lands, not believing like they believe, not doing like they done, they took these heathen folks with them. Now, why in the world is that important? God's blessing and promise was to Abraham. God's blessing flowed one direction. And that promise says, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you. Listen, I'm going to bless others because of you. But the blessing will come when you're obedient to my call unto you. Now, I want you to know something. When you are obedient to the Master, listen, there's blessings. Listen, in military service, they teach you the rank you follow. In the workplace that you do, you have a pecking order at work. There's blessings if you follow. In the family, there's blessings if you follow the pecking order. We have built our entire structures in our entire families, in our entire workplace, in every single environment. We have built everything around respecting those. In fact, the Bible says for us to respect the elders. What we've done, we have developed what God had a plan, and God said, Abraham, you go. Was it wrong that Abraham took these others? Was it wrong? Is it wrong? Is it wrong when the blessings of God are allowed to flow to heathens? Is it wrong when all of a sudden that scripture that I've already said, he causes it to rain upon the just, but the unjust? Is it wrong? No, this is how God begins to show his love toward heathens, toward those that may not be the upper one. You see, I'm glad one day my Bible tells me that my name's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. Because I've got news for you. The only place that my name is going to be important at all is in that book. I don't really care about my name nowhere but else, but I'm sure thankful it's in that book. And God loves me enough that he wrote my name there. Not just mine. If you've been saved, he put your name there. But let me hurry. So the heathen went along with Abraham. Why in the world did the heathen go? I'll come back. The souls of them that had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and to the land of Canaan they came. Listen to this. The Bible said them souls went, and they didn't have a country. They didn't have a home unless Abraham provided a home. When you're a slave, it ain't your house. When you're a slave, it's kind of like in the early part of days, and still may be prevalent, I don't think it is, but there used to be called sharecroppers. And sharecroppers would get land that didn't belong to them. But what they do is they plant that ground. And that certain percentage of that land went to the man that owned the land. And a certain percentage, because you worked it, you got to keep. It didn't belong to you, but you were sharecroppers and you got to keep part of it. Listen, I got news for you. I don't belong in this world. I have no ownership in this world. Even though I might have been born there, I'm just a heathen in this world. But God loves heathens. And when God's love was extended toward me, it was like this. God justified me. I don't know how, but God justified me. And when God justified me, He let me be almost like a sharecropper. Anything that I get in this world, here's what the Bible version says. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. God blessed me with things, but here's the way God works it. God lets me keep 90% of what I make in this world. But 10% belongs to Him. Now, if I can grab that principle, and if I can understand that principle, and if I can grab that in my soul, I'll be blessed by following that formula. You don't have to. I do. I'm just a heathen. I don't know any better. But I believe that's how the blessings of God flow. I believe if I come to the house of God, I don't have to go to the house of God. I wasn't born to go to the house of God. I was a heathen. But whenever I go to the house of God, and I sat there in God's house and listened to the wooing of the Holy Spirit and listened to how God speaks to me, I get a blessing for going to the house of God. You don't have to, but God, I'm just a heathen and I love to go to the house of God. You see the difference? When we put ourselves in a position that all of a sudden you get to go to Canaan's land, you don't belong there. You don't have no rights there. You don't have no voting privileges. You're just a heathen. But ain't you glad when you get to go over into the Canaan's land? See, that kind of sounds like heaven, known it. I don't belong there. I'm just a heathen. But God will grant me one day to get to go in there, and oh, on that other side, He's got a place prepared for me. Hey. I'm just a heathen in a strange land, but God's going to let me go one day. But we ain't through. If God's going to justify it, and we see it in the book of Genesis, there's got to be somewhere else that we can see it too. here's what Hebrews has to say. And let me find it in chapter 11. Listen to what Hebrews has to say about this. We know the 11th chapter is full of stuff, but listen to what he says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 8. And here's what it says. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. Now, I'm going to read this just a little bit different. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed. When he was called, he obeyed. Now, I didn't leave anything out important that we can't go back and repeat, but I want to show you. Abraham was in tune with the voice of God. Now, he already knew that the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith. How did Abraham know that he would justify the heathen through faith? Because, friend, if it wasn't for God saying it, Abraham was a heathen. How do you know that? The moment that God called Abraham was at home with all of his family, all the people he'd grown up with, was all around him. right there. He was at home in his homeland. And it'd kind of like be from where you were born and raised. See, we were always in Lauderdale County over there in Florence. So I was born and raised over there. I knew folks from here, there, yonder, streets, just like y'all do around here. Listen, when God called Abraham, he called him to leave home. He called him away from home. And when he called him to go to a place, he was going to a place that didn't believe like him, didn't talk like him, didn't walk like him. In fact, if you'd ask Abraham, he said, I must be going over to where a bunch of heathen are. But God was showing him, you need to leave where you're at and come to where I want you to go. Because where you're dwelling right now is in the land of a bunch of heathens. Can I show you something? Our daily environment is full of folks that are heathens. And I'm not meaning that disrespectful. I want you to know that I was comfortable living around sinners until Jesus came along. I was comfortable living around folks that lie and cheat and steal. In fact, in our major cities all across this land, look what's happening all the time. And people are comfortable with it. They got used to it. If I go back a long time ago when you didn't lock your doors at house, that meant you respected your neighbor. You don't do that now, do you? In fact, God had to call Abraham out. And when God called Abraham out, Abraham's love toward the heathen in his own family, he brought them with him. He wouldn't leave them behind. He brought those that he loved. Friend, he loved his wife, Sarah. He loved his nephew, Lot. And he loved those souls that they had gotten. Friend, if a man can do that, how much more does God do that? He may not be my name in the Bible, but he'll name me on the other side in heaven. I want you to know something, friend. God foreseeing, justified through faith. God saw me before I ever saw God. And when God saw me, he called me out to a better place. You're here today, friend. I want you to know something. God loves you. And he'll call you out from where you are. He's called a lot of folks out of the hog pen, hasn't he? Yes, sir. There's a lot of honky-tonks and beer joints and places like that, drug houses a day, that God has called folks out of and set them on a solid rock. Friend of mine, where would you be today without God? There's no telling where you'd be. Look what God can do. By justifying by faith. I'm thankful for Abraham, but I'm thankful for God's calling. And that call comes out to you today. Let's have one song of invitation, Brother Greg. Don't know your heart, you're alive, but I know him. If I didn't know him, I'd know him today. You know why I'd want to know him today? Because if I know him today, God's going to know me tomorrow. There's not a day going forward that God doesn't know me. Wait a minute. There wasn't a day in my past that God didn't know me. Yes, sir. My very first sin that I ever committed, I have no way of knowing what it was. but God knew. And God didn't call me a heathen and say, oh, let's just leave them where they're at. Let's just leave them in the old hog pen. Smell bad. Do bad things. Live pitiful. Friend, God goes right there and pulls me out of the miry clay. And he can do that for you today. Your life can be changed from darkness to light, all because of one thing. God justified you by faith. Faith that only you can receive by God. Thank God that he loves me. Thank God that he loves you and willing to let Jesus die on the cross that you might have life. We wouldn't have it if we didn't have faith that was given to us by God. Oh, thank you, Lord, for what you do. But if you're not saved, you ought to get in that number. You ought to be one of those that goes to heaven with us. Because I want to tell you, when Abraham pulled up stakes, he took others with him. Friend of mine, I want to be able to pull others with me whenever I go. But I can't do it unless you're willing to come to Jesus. How about you? May we stand to our feet. If God's speaking to you, he's talking to you, you come today. Come to know him. Come to know him in the free pardon of sin. Come. Let him be the force in your life. Let him be the one that leads the life that you want it led. Don't let something stand in your way. Trust God. Trust him today. Because, friend, if you don't trust him today, there may not be a tomorrow. Tomorrow may be gone. I know that there's a soul. There's a soul that needs God. I was one of them one day. How about you? Are you prepared to meet him? Do you know what it would be like to know him in the free pardon?